Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Fishbane.
I got fishy business, K. Fishbane.
Bears beat writer for The Athletic.
I ask for so little in life. It would be nice to cover some really relevant games in late December and early January. I don't think that's asking too much.
Kevin Fishbane talking Bears.
Hey, Kevin. Kevin Fishbane from The Athletic.
I love your name.
It's a great name.
Yeah, great name.
With Raheemy Harrison-Grody on Chicago Sports Radio. 670 The Score.
He is fishy business. He is Kevin Fishbane. We know him well. He is the reporter for the Bears at The Athletic, the senior writer. He also hosts Breaking In with Kevin Fishbane, a sports media podcast. And he joins us on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today. Kevin Fishbane, how does it feel to have your Northwestern Wildcats take down James Franklin's career?
Yeah, that was unexpected. But listen, I on behalf of Northwestern Wildcat Nation, I will say you're welcome, because I know that that Penn State program, you know, I wouldn't call it America's team. So I think that there are probably a lot of people cheering for Northwestern in that game. And listen, the Cats are happy to step up and get a big win on the road, and then they continue and beat Purdue the next week. It's hard to know if they're ever going to lose the rest of the way.
Yeah, it's setting up for a great game against Nebraska. I know we're going to talk Bears, but we kind of have to address these things with you first, too.
It's important for this Northwestern-Nebraska game, and I'm really glad you brought this up, Layla, because it's vital information for our listeners. Northwestern University is NU. Nebraska is the University of Nebraska-Lincoln, okay? So let's just always remember the true NU is Northwestern. Nebraska really should be UNL, but they have kind of adopted NU as well.
Okay, so I draw the line at this. Yeah. Nebraska is also NU.
Okay, but is it, right? Like,
wow.
That's my counter to that. Like, is it? So I am looking forward to the real NU. Hopefully continuing this run against a tough defense in Lincoln. It's going to be low-scoring matchup, a real Big Ten West brouhaha.
Not brouhaha. Speaking of brouhahas, there's supposed to be one in Baltimore on Sunday. What are the chances in your mind, having delved through all the information that you've seen this week, that Lamar Jackson actually does not play football? Will you be surprised?
Yeah, Lamar Jackson's one of those guys, Marshall, where I think you just don't know. I mean, I feel like that's going to come up to 90 minutes before game time or 2 hours before game time. What was interesting, I think this is a first since I've been doing our Bears mailbags, where I accumulate the picks from our Chicago staffers and then the opponent beat writer. For the first time ever, I have to imagine, everybody in Chicago picked the Bears to lose, but our Ravens beat writer picked the Bears to win. And he's obviously, Jeff Rebeck's the best, and he's got his finger on the pulse there. And I just think in Baltimore, there is a lot of question. I know he's out there practicing again today, and they'll put, I imagine it's going to be a questionable, and they'll take it up to game time. But I think I admitted when my pick, I am totally going with the logo on the helmet more so than like what we've seen on tape and what they're going through. But you read what's going on in Baltimore. It's hard to believe that that is a John Harbaugh, Lamar Jackson, Derrick Henry, Roquan Smith, Ravens team that is going through what they're going through.
Absolutely. Our segment with Kevin Fishbane is brought to you by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS. We talked a little bit with Adam Hoge about the Roquan Smith trade, and Roquan recently restructured his contract. Doesn't really do anything except for the Ravens to free up some space, but this is the best time to be able to reevaluate that trade. You know, where do you sit with it, and how do you evaluate it when you consider what the Bears got in return, draft picks that turned into Jervon Dexter, Noah Sewell, and then they end up with Tremaine Edmonds in the lieu of that position?
Yeah, I mean, look, Tremaine Edmonds is playing pretty good football right now. I'll say that. And it was one of those things where in the moment when you got a feel for how those negotiations were going, what Matt Eberflus wanted out of that position, it just like you kind of nodded your head and like, I get it. I get it from the Bears' perspective. Like they're not going to reach the number that the player wants when they're already having this acrimonious situation and when the coach himself has a different preference for what he wants for linebackers. So like in that specific moment, I still look back and kind of go, yeah, I get it. But even still, like, man, to have a homegrown player like that, who is that good, that much of a leader. I mean, you go back, I was talking to someone about this the other day. In 2020, when we had to do Zooms for all availability, it was the easiest thing for players to avoid, right? Like they couldn't, you know, sometimes they can't really hide from us in the locker room. This was the easiest thing for them to avoid. Roquan Smith volunteered just about every single week to talk to us. And there were some, I know they kind of quote unquote made the playoffs that year. I guess they actually did make the playoffs. So I don't need to put quotes around it, but there were some rough times that year. And Roquan went through it and he talked to us every week and he was a phenomenal player. So it's really, I think in a big picture, it's disappointing that the Bears weren't able to extend somebody that they drafted. But when you look back now, you just kind of like, yeah, I'm sure you would love to have seen Tremaine Edmonds make Pro Bowls and for Jervon Dexter to make Pro Bowls to feel much better about the return. But in the moment, you just kind of, it just was unfortunate it got to that point and you understood why they decided to move on.
I think it's a completely reasonable discussion to have when you consider that. And also, I think this happens, you know, and I'm kind of waiting for it to happen again with the Bears. Roquan Smith was not a Ryan Poles guy. He wasn't a his guy. He was a Ryan Pace guy. And I wonder how much that factored in. And with a new head coach, how is that going to factor in with the talent that he might have on his team? You know, I think about that ahead of the trade deadline, knowing that sometimes talented players, for whatever reason, those would be different from the one that happened with Roquan, might not be on the Bears moving forward in the ways we expect.
Yeah, I mean, it's like there's so much politics involved. That stuff gets so personal when you're talking contracts. I mean, that was one of the things that, you know, with the Roquan Smith deal was without having representation, it kind of forced the Bears to directly kind of tell Roquan Smith what they would normally tell his representation, which, you know, and that's how these things work. The teams are trying to find a way to, you know, get like they're not going to want to pay what the player wants. And so they're going to come up with their data to support that. And those are very difficult conversations. And yeah, I remember talking to Ryan Poles a couple in 2024. And one of the biggest things he learned in Kansas City was you can't keep everybody when things are going well. And if this thing that we're experiencing right now keeps going in the right direction, you know, the Bears are going to have some really tough decisions in the next couple off seasons. If they keep drafting well, if they keep signing guys to these 3-year deals who then outplay them, those are going to be some tough decisions. They're going to be players. Like I'll bring up one example right now, Layla. Like Jaquan Brisker is a great example where like he's playing great right now and he's doing what the Bears always expected him and hoped that he would be doing. He's a leader for this group. He's making plays in the football. He's sacking the quarterback. He's scheduled to be a free agent. If they don't get that done before the end of the season and he hits free agency and they're up against the cap and they're looking around and they got other guys coming up, like who knows? As opposed to maybe a couple years ago, that's an easy call. So you want that to be difficult. You want to have too many guys that need to get paid, and the Bears have not really been in that situation in a long time.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
We are talking ball with Kevin Fishbane, senior writer at The Athletic, covering the Bears. This segment with Kevin, sponsored by Potawatomi Casino Hotel. It's meant to be. Kevin, looking at this game. It's interesting because the Bears can essentially take off. We had this question in our 5-on-it segment. Can you pencil the Bears into the playoffs if they get off to this 5-2 start with a win over the Ravens? I'm curious as to what you think this game is in terms of how pivotal it will be to the what happens with the Bears ultimately this season.
I can't pencil the Bears into the playoffs until I get an email from the league that tells me exactly what they need to do to make the playoffs. I've been around this team for too long to get that optimistic about even a 6-2 start.
Wait. But, what if it's a 14-team graphic that displays in the hunt?
Then you can get me. You can get me talking. Boy, I feel like 2023. The Bears kind of got into that graphic when they made that little brief run in December.
Oh no.
There was an NFL on Fox graphic where I believe there were actually 14 NFL teams and the Bears were in the hunt and I was crying laughing. Yeah.
Well, they did have the situation. If they beat Cleveland in Cleveland that year, I remember like you could do the math and it wasn't going to take too much gymnastics to figure out a way for them to get in. And then they blew the game against Cleveland, but that's not why you called. They would be in great position to, as I said in the start of this, my pre-recorded, that they would be able to play relevant games in December and early January. And that's a big thing for this franchise because they don't get to do that very often. They haven't gotten to do that very often. So you can look at the future schedule and you can talk yourself into a bunch of games that might have looked much more difficult earlier in the season that look a lot different now. But, like, the Bears are going to have their moment, like when the Eagles lost to the Giants or the Bills lost to the Falcons. And like I was, you know, there was a moment there in early in the third quarter last week where you were like, is this going to happen again? But I bring that up, guys, to tell you, I don't know how you guys felt watching that, but when the Saints made 2014, I didn't have that same feeling I had in week one. And I think a lot of that is because we saw an entire half of good run game. Like we saw the running game really take off, and you just kind of sat there like, I kind of know the Bears are going to score again. And I think just in 6 weeks, that's says a lot about what Ben Johnson's done. And I'll say this, right now, this looks like a team that's going to be able to be in every game. And that is a big deal when your quarterback is sometimes at his best when the game is on the line and your defense can take the ball away the way that they have. Then you can feel good about being in a bunch of those 50-50 games. It's just how many of those come up your side.
Well, that's fair, Kevin. I think that that's a reasonable question. I guess he's not in the pencil department yet, but
we'll get him there. We'll get him close. There. At no point did I think the Bears were going to lose a game against the Saints. The Saints are just a really bad football team. That's probably the overarching reason why.
I think, Kevin, you know this, though. In the NFL season, for any team, there's usually a game that people won't expect you to win where they do. I would say that was the Rams game last year for the Bears. And there's usually one where you're going to lose and you don't think you're going to lose. This game might be a good example of that, because when you're talking about the records, like, the Bears should beat a 1-5 team, but we know that the Ravens are going to be healthier, and it's a different aspect there.
Yeah, it is. And I mean, you could even talk about that Cincinnati game where 3 weeks ago you might have chalked that up as like, oh, the Bears are going to beat the Bengals, and now they've got the ageless wonder in Joe Flacco. And if Tyreek Stevenson is out for a couple of weeks, that's going to be a really difficult matchup against those receivers. So that game suddenly looks a little more challenging. Jackson Dart has ignited the Giants, and that's a really good defense that New York's going to bring. If J.J. McCarthy is healthy and playing when the Bears travel to Minnesota, he had his best moment against this Bears defense in week one. So that's what's beautiful about this sport, is you can talk about a lot of these games, especially when your team like the Bears, it's finally competitive, that you can have those conversations. And yeah, right now this Baltimore game, even if Lamar Jackson plays, Lamar doesn't play defense, and that Ravens defense has made things pretty easy for a lot of opposing quarterbacks, and that's going to be a factor. If Lamar does play, is he going to be limited? Is he not going to be able to run the way that he can? You know, the flip side is, not to bring up bad memories, but Tyler Huntley beat the Bears 4 years ago when Lamar Jackson missed the game with an illness. It was a really bad loss. The Sunday afternoon, I believe that was in November of 2021, at the end of the Matt Nagy era. Tyler Huntley has proven himself over and over again. So you can't look past that the way you might have been able to with Cooper Rush. But this is a really important opportunity for Caleb Williams and these receivers to possibly take advantage of a Ravens back end that just isn't what it has been in the past couple decades.
Kevin Fishbane, thanks so much for joining us here. I'm Raheem Harrison-Grody, and we got several texts reminding us that the N on the Nebraska helmet stands for knowledge. They're with you.
Wow. Thanks,
oh,
Kevin.
Boy.
Yeah.
Thanks, take care.
We're counting three, and it'll keep going. So, Kevin Fishbane, thanks a lot. Coming up next here on Raheem Harrison-Grody on The Score, Ben Johnson did speak today. So we are going to bring you the latest from what he had to say at Hallis Hall. And that includes his evaluation of where the team is at right now. So we'll do that next.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.